Hello, I'm Jeremy O'Shea, and I am a shop teacher that teaches in Souk, British Columbia, Canada. I am currently taking my master's program, currently a course called EDCI 572 with Dr. Verena Roberts, which is Development and Implementation of the Curriculum in Digital Learning Contexts. This week's theme is Creativity and Innovation. I will be talking about what kind of digital tools encourage creativity and innovation, how could makerspaces support creative and innovation in your learning context and/or project, and then I will talk about the tech of the week. To start, I'm going to talk about what kinds of digital tools encourage creativity and innovation. I'm only going to touch on some because there is an outrageous amount of different digital tools I could speak about, but these are some of the main ones that I've seen used or have used myself. I'm going to start with Scratch, and other programming tools such as that. And what makes them great is that they allow students to create, design anything from their own video games to bringing robots to life to almost anything else that a student can imagine. These are really just awesome programs that once a student understands the basics can really fly into and just take into their own if they feel grabbed by it. I won't say that every student I've ever had is super into programming or really wants to do it, but the ones that do usually they take it home and they're practicing at home on their own, and it's very impressive how much they love it. That leads into Arduinos or similar pieces of equipment, microcontrollers. They can be used to make a near infinite variety of electronic devices, which are really only limited by a person's imagination and maybe sometimes how much money they have. It can get a little bit pricey depending on what it is you're trying to make, but if you're looking for something that takes kind of the kindergarten ideal of play in the classroom, I feel that Arduino at the high school level really brings that out. It can do a ton of different things, from something as simple as turning a light on to I've seen it used for underwater submersibles or even making something as crazy as a flamethrower, or controlling the lights in your house, or I don't know. It's just there's so many different avenues you can go with it that's really only limited by one's knowledge and willingness to explore its limit or its pretty much endless limitation or non-limitations. Beyond that, there's also video and audio recording tools which can be used to record work and be utilized for digital journaling, documenting, reflections, that sort of thing, to encourage improvements and new iterations to projects. Some examples of that might be programs like Lightworks or OpenShot Video Editor or Loom or Audacity. There's a ton of different recording programs that can be utilized to, again, journal, document, reflect for students so that they can look back at what they did and share it with others to show where they started and where they were in between and where they got to in the end in their project, which is always, I think, very interesting. Document what they've done. I think it's important to mention Autodesk modeling tools. Autodesk is a company that is very much focused for industry, but they offer free educational tools in hopes that students will get hooked to their programs and buy them in the future. they are amazing programs that can be used, they're modeling tools that can be used to create objects and even connect multiple objects to see if they will work together before you use materials to build them, which can save you a lot of money. They can be a great tool for creating project plans and testing out ideas. I personally use some of these programs in my class. I use a program called Eagle to do some design for schematics and PCBs in my electronics class with a program called Eagle. I also use a program called Fusion 360, which is an amazing tool for modeling that can be used from creating CNC programs to just creating a straightforward model to making 3D printable programs as well. Very handy. It is a little bit more complex, but it's definitely in a high schooler's range of being able to be used. Next is how could makerspaces support creativity and innovation in your learning context? The beauty I want to talk specifically about makerspaces is I've had quite a bit of experience with them, and the beauty of a well-stocked and supported makerspace is that once students understand what they are for and what they can do, they have the free rein to build, create, iterate, start over, and share the projects they make. Sometimes I've seen students kind of go into the room and the room's explained to them, and they're sort of like, I don't, what do I do here? I don't get it. And they're kind of, I don't know if they're overwhelmed with the possibilities or they just sort of have had the creativity taken out of them from the schooling system. I'm not sure what it is, but it often takes a bit of prodding to kind of get a response. Not for all students, but for some for sure. They don't know what to do, and or they don't feel they're creative enough to try anything, which is never true. I have seen some makerspaces rely on gimmicky software, and I think that should be avoided. There's a lot of companies that are trying to sell their product as, the ideal makerspace product, and often they're kind of silly things that really only have one purpose. If you're going to put something in a makerspace, I feel it should be able to be a fairly, very widely used tool or material, not just a one-off, like, oh, look at what this thing can do. Yay. A makerspace should be much like Resnick in the article for this week describes as a kindergarten class for older students. It should be a place to explore and make mistakes and create. Yeah, that's extremely important. That is a makerspace. That is what it is all about, is making mistakes and creating. Makerspaces, they can be challenging because they are not cheap. You will use materials there. They do cost money, and I know in the school setting, especially at the elementary and middle school setting, there is not a lot of money to go around for that sort of thing. So it's kind of the detriment to, I think, the school system, K-12 in general, is funds. How do I pay for this? It's like, yes, I would love this, my students to be able to do all these fun things, but how? Yeah, as a shop teacher, which is kind of where makerspace goes in the high school setting, I try to have my students be creative as much as possible, but I do find that I get a lot of pushback from students who just want to be given a project or they feel they aren't creative. That can be very challenging to deal with. Students can and come in kind of deflated from the beginning, and you kind of have to build them up to go, yes, you can do this. Sometimes it'll take a project or two. I'll give them a project or two and then get them to tweak it in little ways to be like, hey, like this project, if you had done it, it would have looked this way, but you changed it, you made it your own, and look at what you can do. And that usually can get them doing something, but it can be hard. Some students just outright refuse to do anything out of the ordinary. I don't know if that's a fear of judgment from their colleagues or their peers, or if they legitimately are terrified of being creative, or just have had it squashed out of them for so long that they can't bring themselves to do it. It can be very difficult to do. And I'll wrap up right now with the tech of the week. I've already talked a little bit about it. This week is Autodesk. It offers a ton of free educational use programs. When you get out of this high school setting, it does get very expensive very quickly. But in the high school setting, it is free. They can do modeling, it can do CAD, it can do 3D design. It can save you a lot of materials. It can be used for 3D printing, it can be used for CNC. It's a lot of it is industry standard, like AutoCAD, things like that. So it has a lot to offer. And best of all, it's free, which is always nice. And to wrap up, I'd like to thank you for listening. You are currently hearing the song Canada by Picture of a Floating World. I hope you have a lovely week. Bye.
Thank you.